It's a long way physically from Iraq to Kent, Washington. When he was a child, WSU fourth-year medical student Sai Jaburi and his family fled the Middle Eastern nation and started a journey to their new homeland.
After we escaped war in Iraq, we went to Algeria, Libya, and then we lived as refugees in Holland before coming to Washington State.
When they arrived, Jaburi and his family stayed with a host family and were embraced by the community. He says that instilled in him the desire to give back to that community. And so, after he graduated from high school and the University of Washington, he became part of WSU's first medical school class. And now he's headed to Connecticut and Yale University to start his career as an orthopedic surgeon.
For me, and my story and where I come from, you know, we never thought that I would be able to end up at a program like Yale. Typically, you know, when you think about a career in medicine or let alone a career in orthopedic surgery, it's usually not an option.
Jaburi's classmate, Becky Gold, is a Washington native. She grew up in Woodinville, north of Seattle. She left the state to attend Scripps College in Southern California, but came back to the Northwest for medical school.
I wanted to be in the place where I grew up. I wanted to serve the communities that have served me throughout my life.
She spent her first 2 years doing her mostly academic studies in Spokane. The last 2 years, the clinical part of medical school, she spent in Vancouver and parts of rural southwestern Washington. She says she loved it, and now she's headed to a community residency in obstetrics and gynecology in Los Angeles.
I could really see myself staying as a generalist for OBGYN and working in underserved or rural communities because I had such a positive experience. And I think that's a place where I can really make a difference.
That's exactly what WSU's medical school administrators want to hear, given the school's emphasis on community medicine. Gold says she was honored to be part of the inaugural class.
We got to help kind of form it and get a say in the way our school developed. And I feel so lucky to have been a part of that because I've really learned a lot about leadership, a lot about all the things that go on behind the scenes.
Gold, Jaburi, and their classmates are scheduled to graduate in May and begin their residency assignments around the 1st of July. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.